Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry this week. As the Supreme Court hears those oral arguments this week on the constitutionality of same-sex marriage, America is also questioning fundamental values of families and marriage. It's part of the conversation. What defines a healthy environment for children to be raised in? Well, we've been asking you, what's the value of marriage in your family?
I believe it's the legal rights of both spouses. I do believe in our current age, it's more of a legal standing rather than a spiritual or religious one. And I would like to see that equal rights be given to all citizens, be they gay or straight.
That's Doug in Oklahoma City. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to give us your take. But here's a number that might surprise you while you're at it. According to a new study, 48% of first-time mothers unmarried. Now, this figure is not a rise in teen pregnancy. It's about a different demographic shift. 60% of the women having their first child out of marriage are women in their 20s. And this is just one sign of the greatly shifting definition of marriage in this country, not just in the Supreme Court and the issue of gay marriage, but marriage and children among breeders, you call them, among heterosexual people, too. Joining me is Kay Heimowitz, William E. Simon Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and co-author of a new report, Not Yet, get it, K-N-O-T, Not Yet, The Benefits and Cost of Delayed Marriage in America. Also with us is Stacia Brown, who founded the blog Beyond Baby Mamas, a resource for single parents of color. Welcome to you both.
Hello, Todd.
Kay, let me start with you. This new study that I mentioned, the demographic shift in young women having children before marriage, what does it say to you about the value of marriage among young families or young women in this country and where it's going?
Well, as you already said, the ideas about marriage, what we think marriage is, has shifted. It's been actually quite a long time that this has been going on. More and more people see marriage as having very little to do with children, having children, getting married, two separate life events, not having much to do with each other. The irony of that is that this is happening at the same time that social scientists have found more and more evidence that children do better when they are growing up with married parents.
And so the debate rages on then about the connection between married parents and having children. Stacia Brown, I wonder what you think of this latest trend. More and more women either choosing to have children earlier without marriage or it just happening to them. Where do you think we stand?
I think that it's important to understand that people are at different various stages of their lives when they have children unmarried, and it isn't just that they're doing it because it's something to do and it's a rite of passage into adulthood, but certainly things happen in relationships before people are ready to marry. And I do think that they aren't intending most of the time to get pregnant and never marry. I think that most people are in committed relationships before they have children. And then things happen. Either they marry later, because some numbers say that the rate of marriage is about a year after birth. So some people do take that year cohabitating, getting to know each other better and marrying. And then some people decide that they're going to split up, but continue to co-parent. Other people just split up and the father is uninvolved or the mother is uninvolved. So things change. Relationships are different across the board. There's no like one way to be an unmarried parent.
Yeah, Kay Hyman, with Stacia Brown just quoted a number that I wanted to bounce off you, and she beat me to it. I heard this statistic the other day that demographically, population-wide in America, the age of first birth, first child, is now a year earlier on average than age of first marriage. And that tells us a lot, doesn't it?
It sure does. That's one of the findings of our report. What I think is left out, though, when she's talking about this issue is that, yes, a lot of young women are in committed relationships or so-called committed relationships when they have their child. But we found from our data that those committed cohabiting relationships are three times as likely to break up by the time a child is five than those than couples who are married. In other words, it's a different kind of commitment. As much as we are inclined to say, oh, marriage is just a piece of paper, it's just a formality, I don't want the state involved, the fact is something different happens when people make that kind of commitment as opposed to just cohabiting.
Stacia Brown, Kay Heimowitz is saying that despite these demographic shifts, marriage is still stickier glue than not being married or just having kids out of wedlock, that marriage does make people stay together longer. Isn't there value in that?
I certainly believe so. I don't disagree with that. Yeah, I do think that marriage is a legally binding commitment in a way that cohabitating isn't or co-parenting isn't. So there are things that are structurally in place, financially in place, that aren't for people who are in other kinds of relationships that are considered to be committed at the time. I would agree with that. Yeah.
And do you think, as we talk about all these numbers, Stacia Brown, and these shifting demographics and, you know, age of first birth being a year earlier than age of first marriage, I'll just ask it straight up. Is this a problem in your eyes? Does the nation have a problem, or is this just a natural evolution of where we're at and we can live with it and encourage it?
I think that I'd hesitate to call it a problem, a crisis, troublesome, shocking, anything like, because there is such a predominance of the situation. If this is at 48% now, I think instead of encouraging those who already have children to marry the father after the fact, especially if the relationship is less stable than it was at the time of pregnancy, the best option right now is to look for ways to support single parents who are already, you know, raising children on their own or raising children in cohabiting or co-parenting relationships.
Kay Heimowitz, do you think that America has a problem with its child/marriage demographics? I mean, do we need to work harder to push childbirth later or push marriage earlier or just manage the demographics that we have?
Yeah, I think we do need to try to bring parenthood and marriage back into sync. One point we haven't talked about is the inequality issue. The fact is that most college-educated women and wealthier couples more generally are more likely to be married before they have their kids, and therefore to produce kids who are going to thrive better in a knowledge, in a very complex knowledge economy. It's less educated women who are tending to have their children outside of marriage. And unfortunately, what happens is that it is self-perpetuating because those children have less school success, among other problems, and therefore we have more and more inequality. So in that sense, it is a policy problem and a social problem that I think we absolutely need to be thinking about.
Stacia Brown, you get the last word.
Well, I think that one of the things we do with Beyond Baby Mamas is talk to single mothers about their experiences. A lot of them return to school after pregnancy, after childbirth. A lot of them are in school or graduates after the fact in our group, in our community. So it is true that less educated women are tending to have children earlier or before, you know, continuing their education. But I don't think that having children before becoming educated means that you never become educated or that it's impossible for you to improve your status after you have children. So I think that in order to help mothers elevate their economic status or elevate their educational status, we have to look for ways to support that effort or initiative after they have children.
The demographics of marriage and childbearing are shifting in this country. Marriage is getting earlier. Yes, pardon me, childbearing is getting earlier in relation to marriage. That's Stacia Brown, founder of the blog Beyond Baby Mamas. Also, Kay Heimowitz, William E. Simon Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Thank you both.
Thank you.
But we always want to hear from you. What does marriage mean to your family?
To my immediate family, my marriage means strength and stability. But if I wasn't married to my husband, I'm not sure anything would be or feel different for my immediate family.
We always want your take at 8778MYTAKE. You can tweet us, of course, at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry this week. This is The Takeaway.